Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Rafael Chaim Dov and Ritzis Shoshani, should have refuah shleim v'sach shar chol Yisrael. And for Yidid Navshi, Rav Gil Amir ben Penina, lebracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And for Yidid Navshi, Rav Eliezer Zev ben Dvora, lebracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yadav. We learn the sugya of Birkas HaMazon based on a shir given by Hagon Rav Ari Av Ozer Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva of Itri, on Shabbos Parashas Ekev in the year Tuf Shin Ayin Ches. In the third parak of Brachas Nav Chaf Omid Beis, Rav Avira Darshan on the Pasuk of Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chilo Esa Panam LiYisrael Shekasafti Lehem B'Torah Ve'achalta V'savota V'irachtas Hashem Elokecha. Should I not show favoritism to the Jewish people that I wrote about them in the Torah, that you should eat, be satiated, and bless Hashem? And they're medakdek that not only do they bench when they have sviya, when they're satiated, but even when they eat a kezayis or a kebetza, much less. So the Jews deserve nesiyas panim. And we see there in the sugya that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Mem Tes Amud Beis, and the Shir Chi of Birchas HaMazon, Kezayis or Kibetza. They're only arguing about a Shir Derabban, Avo Midoraisa. A person only has to make a bracha, Midoraisa, Bichdei Sviya, Bichdei Nakdu Rov Rishonim LaHalacha, Shemidin Torah, Ein Chi of Ela Shir Sviya. In other words, in order to board a bench, you have to have a shir sviya of being satiated. Midrabban in a person's chayiv b'kizayis v'chein pasak b'shulchan aruch arachaim kuf pei vav beis kuf tzadi zayin dalet kuf pei dalet vav. Ask the Rishonah from the sugi in the seventh parak of Brachas that Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, had he eaten a kizayis, says the Gemara, then he could have patterned the Birkas HaMazon Yanai HaMelech V'Chaveirav. And the Kasha is that Midoraisa, he's not Mischayiv B'Bracha B'Kezayis. How would he be Motzi others by merely eating a Kezayis when they ate Kedei Sviya? We learn in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amad Aleph that Kol She'enu Mechuyiv B'Davar Einu Motzi Yisarav Midei Chavaso, and he's not Mechuyiv because he didn't eat Kedei Sviya. The Ramban learned that it's a Mechloikas HaSugyas in the Milchamos. Uladas kama sugyos, even b'kezayis a person's chayiv midoraisa, and so goes the sugya of Shimon ben Shetach, not like the sugya in Brachas and Daf Chof, and so paskin the Ramban lahalacha, and so a number of Rishonim look in the Bir Halacha, Sof Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. But ein kein das rov Rishonim. Das rov Rishonim is that midoraisa, one is only chayiv to make a bracha if it's kedei sviya, and therefore we can't say it's a steer in the sugyas. All sugyas hold that midaraisa it's kedei sviya, and midarabanan one is not chayiv if he eats a kezayis. So then we still have a steer in the sugyas. One sugya says that you could be motzi that you're only chayiv midaraisa if you eat kedei sviya, and the other sugya says that he would have been motzi them had he eaten merely a kezayis. But that's a big kasha, because if he ate a kezayis, he's only chayiv midrabban, and he's not chayiv midoraisa. So how would he be able to be motzi them? Rashi writes to me mitaretz and ksubis memches amar aleph that even though kezayis is a shir derabbanan, since he's mechuyiv midrabban, he's called mechuyiv bedavar, and he's motzi as harabim yedei chovasan. So he says that midrabbanan's enough. Frekt Rashi, what about a katan shegiya lechinuch? He's not motzi a gadol. So why can't he be motzi amai? The Rabbanan should be able to be motzi a daraisa. And for Rashi, that he's not even chayiv midrabbanan, because his father has to be mechanechim. Since his father has to be mechanechim, that is not called that he's chayiv. And maybe he's not even chayiv midrabbanan. He can't be motzi a gadol. Frek Tosis on Rashi. Nevertheless, since he's not mechuyiv min haTorah, he should not be able to be motzi others. In other words, and the first thing Rashi said, that somebody is mechuyiv midrabbanan could be motzi a mechuyiv daraisa, but he's not chayiv daraisa. So how is he motzi others who are mechuyiv midaraisa? And he also asks on the second word of Rashi about the cotton, that Rashi says the cotton's not mechuyiv at all, and therefore he's not motzi others. We say on Chof Amid Beis that a katan is motzi a gadol bebirkas hamazon if a gadol ate a shir derabanan. And if a katan isn't mechuyav even midirabanan, how does he pater a gadol? And therefore Tosis went and explained differently that a person who eats a kezayis is motzi mechuyav midaraisa because kol Yisrael are ravim zeba zeh, like we see in the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, kol abrachas alfa bishayatza motzi. Rather, we require that he eat a kezayis dagon in order that he should be able to say she'achalnu. So in other words, the kezayis dagon is just a comptive she'achalnu. But he is, in principle, mechuyev midaraisa, even without eating anything, and kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh, so alfa pishayatza motzi. He doesn't even have to be chayiv in the first place. He could be motzi. Mashen kena katan, who's not mechuyev midaraisa, and he's not a bar arvus, he cannot be motzi one who is mechuyev midaraisa. So Tosis is holding that a katan is mechuyev midrabanan, but he cannot be motzi a gadol, and therefore he can be motzi a gadol who ate a shir derabanan, but he can't be motzi a gadol who ate a shir d'oraisa. And as far as a regular person, a gadol being motzi another gadol, so the reason he's motzi is not because he's chayev derabanan, he's chayev d'oraisa. The reason he's motzi the other person is because he in principle is chayiv d'oraisa just like the other person is. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, afal pi sheyatza motzi. And the reason he needs to eat a kezayis dagon is in order that he should be able to say she'achalnu. In the Gilyon Hashas, the Rebbe Kiva Eger and Chof Amid Beis, he's mitzayin ledivrei haramban over there, and it's also in the Kedusha haramban, Kedushin Lamed Aleph, that he also learned like Rashi, that a katan isn't mechuyev at all. And he proves this from the fact that a katan is not motzi a gadol afilu b'mikra megillah b'kriyas halal derabanan. Tosis ardoche that shiny hasam the lossi tshrei derabanan mafik chad derabanan. There it's two derabanans. The katan's only chayiv derabanan. It's a din derabanan, and the gadol's only one derabanan. That he's that there it's a din derabanan, but he's not only chayiv derabanan because he's on the deraisa level. Mashen kein here we're talking about where the katan ate kedei svia, where there is only one derabanan by the. Only one derabanan by the katan, that he's chayv derabanan, and therefore he's motzi a gadol. A way to kezayis is also one derabanan. That's the what Tosis says. But the Ramban says that, like Rashi, that a katan isn't mechuyev at all, and that's why he can't be motzi mikra megillah b'kriyas halal derabanan. Not because he's two derabanan and the gadol is one derabanan, but because he's not chayv derabanan at all. Just the Ramban, the Shitasa, had a different girsa in the Gemara. Well, if he girsas a Rambam, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol, even if the gadol only ate a kezayis. So the Ramban holds like Rashi that a katan isn't chayiv at all. And the Ramban is not bothered by the fact that a katan could be motzi a gadol ate a kezayis, because according to his girsa, he can't. However, Rashi, Brachas Chaf Amid Beis, Sukkah Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, learns like the Girsa in front of us, that a cotton can be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis, and we have to miyashiv shitasu mikushi satoisis. If a cotton isn't mechuyev at all, how is he motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? So we have a kasha and Rashi, shitas kasha kushi satoisis. If a cotton isn't mechuyev at all, how can he be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? He's not even chayiv derabanan, a gadol. So how does the Gemara say, legirtzis Rashi, that he can be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, daf memches, and that Rashi writes, that a person's mechuyiv midrabanan is motzi as a mechuyiv midoy raisa. In the Sugyan Brachas, Nafchof Amid Beis, there's a suffix about Noshim. Are nashim chayavos bepirkas hamazon midoiraisa or midrabanan? Maybe it's only derabanan because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Birkas hamazon talks about Eretz Yisrael, or they can't say abritz chashusam serein about toras chashulim aditanu. They're not chayav in bris and Torah, and there's machlokes rishonim lahalacha. Did we blive with the suffek, the Ramban, the Balam, or the Rush and others, or are nashim chayavos doiraisa? Look there in the Ramban. Also in the Bir Halacha in Kuf Pei Vav, who brings like this mi kama migdolei rishonim. So I'm a chog is what do la halacha. Akabon Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a suffik, and we say in the Gemara lemay nafkamina whether women are chayav to chayav is daraisa derabbanan. And for the Gemara, lafuke rab midechovas nimi motzi others. If you say daraisa, they could be motzi others. If you say derabbanan, they're not mechuyev bedavra. And if they're not mechuyev bedavra, they can't be motzi the rab midechovas. And so we see lahedia that a person's chayav derabbanan is considered eino mechuyev klapi the daraisa, and therefore he can't be motzi as ha mechuyev daraisa lahefech umashikas of Rashi. Rashi writes that a person's chayav derabbanan, they could be motzi and mechuyev daraisa. But we see by women that if they would be chayiv only the Rabbanan, they can't be motzi somebody who's mechuyiv d'oraisa. So, azoyf rekt Rabbi Kivega or Rashi. So we indeed find the Baal HaMa'or, who is a partner to Rashi in this din, that a mechuyiv mid'Rabbanan can be motzi and mechuyiv d'oraisa. But he explained the reason that a gadol who eats a kezayis is be'etzem a gavra bar chiyuv mid'oraisa. Because if he would eat kidei sviya, he'd be chayiv daraisa. Just chiyuva b'foal now is only the rabbanan, and therefore he's motzi somebody who's mechuyiv daraisa. Ma'ashen came nashim that are not b'toras chiyuv daraisa at all, according to that side in the suffix. Therefore, they're not motzi es ha'anashim. However, from Rashi, it's mavur that he doesn't hold of this chilek, because he asks from ketanim that are not b'nei chiyuva daraisa at all, why are they not motzi a gadol? And he had to be mechadesh that a katan is even mechuyev midrabanan. So you see that Rashi is learning that somebody who's not mechuyev be'etzem midoiraisa, just midrabanan, could be motzi somebody who's mechuyev midioraisa. So therefore we have a kasha and Rashi from Nashim. Why are Nashim, if they'd be only chayovas midrabanan, not motzi as ha'anashim? What's pshat in the Gemara? According to Rashi, if you're chayiv derabbanan, you could be motzi a daraisa. So why on the tzad that women are only derabbanan, are they not motzi men who are daraisa, chayiv daraisa? Hare lanu, we have two kashas on Rashi. That Rashi writes that a katan isn't a bar chiyuva at all, then we have the kasha of Tosis. How can we see in the Gemara that he could be motzi a gadol away to kezayis? If he's not a bar chiyuva at all, if it's only the chiyuva of the father, then how's he motzi a gadol away to kezayis? And in that he says that a mechuyev derabbanan could be motzi a mechuyev d'oraisa, so we have the difficulty of Rabbi Kiva Eger from Nashim, that if Nashim would be chayav es derabbanan, they would not be able to motzi es ha'anashim. Besides the fact that the etzim svar requires beer, like Tosfos says, but we have a kasha from the Gemara. Gemara says that a derabbanan women can't be motzi a daraisa men if women are derabbanan. So how can Rashi say that a derabbanan could be motzi a daraisa? So we have the kasha of katan, how he's motzi a gadol way to kezayis, and a derabbanan being motzi a deraisa, and we can answer these kashas after learning three different hakdamos, and then we will see belina der b'siyata d'shmaya niflos mitoras Hashem, and that is unzer arbit in the next year belina der to start at least by establishing the hakdamot, the principles that will be required to answer these kashas and to get a havana into the hagdara of chiyuv d'rabbanan and d'oraisa and birkas hamazon, as we're going to see b'siyata d'shmaya. And I thank you for listening to this shir b'siyata d'shmaya. With God's help, we will learn a lot more in the coming shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.